Hi, I'm Nathan Feuerberg, writer and creator of Flies in the Jar. If you enjoy the show, it would be great if you could go over to iTunes or Podchasers and leave a review. Or, even better, just tell a friend. Flies in the Jar is a serialized radio drama. If this is your first time listening, it's advisable that you begin with episode one.
Previously on Flies in the Jar.
Stop it! Stop it!
Jimmy!
Sanchez, what happened? Is he dead?
Come on, don't be dead, Jimmy. Don't be dead.
What are you doing?
What I should have done a long time ago.
Stop! You can't jump.
I'm OCI Special Agent Ronald Hykosh. When did you start smuggling together?
We're just singer-songwriters on a road trip.
Tell us about your boss. What do you know about Phoenix?
Yeah, we're not beat cops. We're detectives. We solve the big crimes, you know, catch the serial killers and the drug smugglers.
So, I don't understand. We're just supposed to, like, wait around for this guy to do it again?
Here's my card. Give me a call if anything new happens.
And now, an all-new episode of Flies in the Jar.
Flies in the Jar is based on true events.
Hey, put it over here.
That's a lot of blood.
Grab a bucket.
I am not cleaning that up.
You want your treats or not? Help me get him on the plastic.
I am not touching him!
Girl, get your ass over here.
You know, if it wasn't for the blood, I wouldn't even think he was dead.
Mm-hmm. You gonna grab his feet or what?
Shouldn't you be wearing gloves?
No need. I'm gonna burn the body.
Oh. This isn't what I should be doing on a Saturday night.
Hey, lift him onto the plastic.
Ugh, my jeans are ruined. I've got blood all over them.
God damn it, stop messing about.
Should we say something?
What?
I don't know, wouldn't you want someone to, I don't know, pray for you?
Let's just get him in the truck.
Where are you taking him?
Home.
Flies in the Jar. Starring Lady Zen, John Jeffers, Kent Evans, and Clara Dunham. Acting consultant, Martin James Grappengetter. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway. Produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg.
Hey, thanks for letting me stay here last night. I couldn't go home after what happened.
Coffee?
What's with you? You've hardly said anything all morning.
I don't know. Maybe it's because Phoenix said he'd burn down my family's home if I spoke about what happened.
Yeah, but he didn't mean that we couldn't talk about it.
Or it could be because my ears won't stop ringing.
Yeah, what is that? My ears are ringing too.
You shot a gun in an enclosed area.
Hey, I didn't shoot the gun, okay?
Of course you did. You're the one alive.
Yeah, but I never pulled the trigger. I was trying to get the gun away from Jimmy and it went off.
You're saying it fired all on its own.
Look, all I know is that I was wrestling for control of the gun and suddenly Jimmy was dead, all right?
Hello?
Sanchez.
Yeah, he's right here.
Who's this?
It's Zen. You're gonna keep your mouth shut, right?
I'm not trying to go to prison.
I just want to make sure before you freak out that, you know...
Why would I freak out?
Your house burned down this morning.
Are you kidding me?
And Jimmy was inside.
No, that's impossible.
They just wheeled him out on a gurney. He died in the fire.
Alright, I'm on my way.
Dude, you can't come here. They'll want to question you.
All my stuff was in my apartment, though.
You suck under pressure. If the cops get you under some hot lights, you'll crack.
You know things didn't go down how you're saying, right?
Sanchez, you better shut your mouth. I'm hanging up now.
Detective Alvarez, this is the second time someone has started a fire at this residence, and the fourth fire we've seen in this neighborhood.
Lexi, is it?
Alexis. People are speculating this is the work of a serial pyromaniac.
That's so.
They're calling him the fire starter.
Yeah.
Do you have a suspect? So you're not going to comment?
You're looking a little pale these days. Maybe you should work on your tan.
No reporters beyond this point.
Okay, on three. One, two, three, and lift.
Who are you and what are you doing on my crime scene?
OCI Special Agent Ronald Hykosh.
Why is the FDA interested in a fire?
This goes far beyond a burning building. It's connected to an international trafficking group.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, 36 hours of surveillance tapes might change your mind.
If you had enough to convict, you wouldn't be cluttering up my crime scene.
I've got a mole. He's your in on the person who started the fire.
I can't say I have much respect for informants. Seeing as the coroner's report won't be ready for a while, we might as well go and have a chat with him.
Sir, the landlady says the deceased had a roommate. Sanchez?
That kid's a local boy. Shouldn't be too hard to track him down. Ronnie, was it?
Ronald.
Let's go see that snitch of yours.
Hey, it's gonna be all right.
Bien sûr que non. He would still be alive if he had never met me.
Jimmy brought this on himself. He knew what could happen when he went to that warehouse.
We were planning the life together. We were going to disappear in Mexico.
Look, you made a mistake, just like me. But Jimmy, he tried to fix a problem that wasn't his to solve.
The bus for Cliffside is now boarding from Gate B. Please make your way to the yellow line to board the bus.
I can't even go to the funeral. His mother will look at me and say, "You're the reason my son looks like a burnt piece of toast."
I don't care what anybody thinks. We'll be at that funeral.
Jimmy was always jealous. That is why I never told him Phoenix was my ex. I knew he would go crazy.
That guy's your ex-boyfriend?
When we were younger, he was sweet.
Yeah.
We would go to the movies and kiss in the dark. Then his sister was diagnosed with leukemia and he began to change. He would start arguments with me or hit people on the street for no reason. His sister's treatment wasn't working, and finally the doctors told him there was nothing they could do. He sat by her bed for 6 months until she died.
This is your final boarding call. Please make your way to the yellow line to board the transport.
You better get moving if you're gonna catch that bus.
Remember me?
Always.
We don't open for another hour.
I told you I'd come a-calling.
Come on, man. I did what you wanted. Our deal's finished.
Surveillance log. August 10th, 1997.
What are you playing me?
Just listen.
This is how it's gonna go. You either help me take down your crew, or I'm gonna make a call to the DA, tell him you're a pedophile.
Whoa, that girl was 17.
Statutory rape can still land you 18 to 36 months.
I haven't run with Phoenix in years. I show up on his doorstep, but he'll know exactly what's happening.
That's why you're going to convince him.
I wouldn't have a chance. Well, unless I brought him a gift.
What'd you have in mind?
Someone naive, strapped for cash.
So, you have a tape of our conversation. What's that have to do with anything?
Might not go well for you if Phoenix got to listen to that tape.
That's harsh, man. I delivered what you wanted. I got that poor girl working for him so you could easily track him. Ain't no more to it.
What do you know about Jimmy Walker?
Not much. Comes in the bar every so often.
Was he in here last night?
A lot of people come in here. I can't keep track of them all.
Maybe try scratching that brain of yours a little harder, because this morning he was found dead.
You want this recording to go away? You better start offering us some information.
All right. I'll tell you what you need to know, but you're going to destroy the tape of our conversation.
Fine by me.
Go down to the warehouse on Dock 9. That's where he was headed last night.
You can't bring a guinea pig into a hospital.
Purse guinea pig.
They said he was in room C28.
You know, I've always loved hospitals.
You're the only person in the world.
They're so clean. That wonderful smell. It makes me think of babies being born. I should write a song about it. Dreams come true in the hospital. Dreams come true in the hospital.
Hey, hombre. How you feeling, man?
I want to go home.
Pretty lucky the tower had a net under it, huh?
I know. If it didn't, you'd be...
I don't want to talk about it.
What's the prognosis?
Sprained ankle, broken wrist.
What were you thinking, man?
Look, can we just check out of here, please?
Did you know there was a net?
Look, it was dark. I didn't see any net. All I want to do right now is fly home.
Sanchez, our return tickets aren't for 2 more days, you know, right?
Return tickets? I own a private jet.
Of course you do.
Flies in the Jar includes acting by
John Jeffers,
Kent Evans,
Clara Dunham,
Martin James Grappengetter,
Lady Zen,
Maya Jaillet,
Jocelyn Sunrise,
Kevin Holleran,
Angel Schmeck,
Jonathan Lockwood,
David Galitsky,
Sebastian Steins,
David Dykes,
Morgan Blair,
and Nathan Feuerberg. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway, produced by Lady Zen, written and created by Nathan Feuerberg. Flies in the Jar is made possible by a team of voice actors and sound designers who have volunteered their time. You can listen to us on podcast platforms such as Spotify, iTunes, SMA Podcast, Radio Tulum, Stitchers, and YouTube. If you'd like to support the show and get early access to episodes, go to deepdrag.com and join our Patreon.